Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Welcome to the postgame podcast. I'm Zarar filling in for Sam, who was at the ACC for the Thunder versus Raptors showdown, the second half of a back-to-back. And the Raptors lose to the Thunder 116-109. So they split the back-to-back, or I should say back-to-back with a day in between 1-1. Again, 116-109 is the final score. I'm not going to give you a blow-by-blow account of this game. It was an entertaining one to watch. The Raptors held the lead for pretty much, you know, the first 2.5 quarters in the 7-10 range or so, but we're never able to really pull away from the Thunder. We'll get to that in a bit. I think they're defensively they were just a bit weak, because the Thunder, anytime they kind of got any sort of dribble penetration, they were able to get clean looks, and the Raptors, their offense kept up with them for quite some time. But as soon as in that late third quarter we went with a lineup of Powell, OG, and Lin, the Thunder took the lead in the late third, and the Raptors started the third with a lineup with those three guys in there, and they weren't able to pull it back. It wasn't midway. It was still 7:30 left in the fourth quarter when the starters came back in. Siakam and Kawhi came back in at that time. And then we pulled the lead back to around four or so, but we're never able to really make the comeback. Kawhi was simply amazing in the fourth quarter. I think he had 17, 19 or something like that. Basically carried the entire load by himself in the fourth with Lowry not playing. The loss is disappointing for sure, but if you had to take some kind of silver lining out of this one, you got to be encouraged, with the play of Kawhi Leonard in that fourth. It kind of showed, like, even when he's guarded by elite defenders, he's still able to get to the rim basically whenever he wants. George was guarding him for, I'd say, the majority of the game. And Kawhi sort of struggled in the first half against him a little bit. But once he got the feel for George, he was able to score essentially when he wanted. For the Thunder, the thorn in our side all game was really Schroeder. He had 26 points off the bench for them, and just annoying at all times. Like, hit some big threes when they were sort of wavering or maybe were about to fold. And I don't know. Dennis Schroeder was just annoying as hell. And what I'll remember from this game is that he basically got. Like, he went up for a jumper, and when he landed, he stuck his foot out, and Ibaka's foot landed on his foot, and they called a flagrant one, which made no sense whatsoever, because it was Schroeder who put his foot forward, and then Ibaka just happened to, you know, come down naturally as you would after contesting a shot, and for some reason that was a flagrant, so that didn't make any sense to me at all. Again, just stepping away from the result, because in the grand scheme of things, like, we're not going to catch Milwaukee. That's going to be unlikely. This was essentially a mini playoff test without Kyle. If you want to take back and look at some of the trends in this game, you got to like Fred VanVleet again. He didn't have a statistically great game at all. 3-for-11, 8 points. But once again, the stability that he brings to the offense is really evident, especially when you contrast it with with what you see with Jeremy Lin or Norman Powell handling the ball there. It's night and day. So I think just Fred coming in, playing 36 minutes, looking healthy. His shot wasn't going today, but again, decent defense on Westbrook. He had this great defensive sequence on Westbrook, like late in the fourth, where he essentially forced Westbrook into a 24 second violation by just closing him out at that left corner. Kawhi again is the star of the show. I think he had 37 points, 12 for 23 shooting, really efficient, 9 of 10 free throws. And this is after getting into foul trouble in the first quarter, where he picked up like two really cheap fouls, and Nick Nurse kind of stuck with him. But you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like if you look at these games as playoff preparation, this is a good playoff preparation game. Like I think the Raptors approached it with the right mindset, and they played hard. I think they really, you know, went for it. It just at the end of the day, OKC was just too good from downtown. They had 20 threes, 20 for 43 overall. And what's concerning for the Raptors isn't necessarily, you know, the fact that OKC made the threes. It's just that how easily they were able to get them. Obviously, with Russ there and with Schroeder, they got two super quick guards who can kind of get into that mid-post area fairly quickly. But that's just step one of getting a score. They were able to move the ball really well. And the Raptors were always a little lacking, especially in on defense. Guys like Norman Powell, who you expect a little more contained defense, just didn't get it from him, right? Norm has this tendency to just close out, but like trying to jump at the shooter, and it's becoming really predictable where he gets faked out really quickly. And then from that point on, you know, the defense is out of sorts. You swing the ball over, you'll end up getting a clean look no matter who you are. I mean, like once one of your defenders is in the first row, you know what? It's 5-on-4 basically, and NBA teams will find a way to get a decent look. And that's what kind of happened most of this game. The Raptors were just like one defensive, I don't know, move from containing the possession, but it just never happened. And the Thunder did. And credit to the Thunder, man, they moved the ball really well, and it made for a decent game. I do want to talk a little bit about Pascal Siakam, 25 points on 9 of 14 shooting. Wasn't involved too much in the fourth quarter. You could make a case that Nurse should have brought him in sooner than the 7:30 mark, because it was pretty evident in that early fourth quarter that Lin, Lin Powell OG lineup wasn't doing much, and he had Siakam in there. Ibaka in there with Kawhi sometimes, and it just wasn't enough. We needed kind of Danny Green's 3-point shooting and defensive presence just to contain the Thunder, who were on a roll. Didn't get it. Ended up losing the game. But yeah, Siakam though, man, the guy is pulling god sham god dribbles every time. I saw Fred pull one too, and it works, and it worked like beautifully. So it's just, I mean, like Siakam is just like, he surprises you with something every game. And even though at this point you shouldn't be surprised, you're still surprised when he does something, right? I mean, the play that I remember is that I think it was in the first half where Fred, I think, kind of went into the post area after a drive, and Siakam could have just stayed where he was on the weak side and maybe gotten the ball. But he did this fantastic, like he came to the strong side, did a curl, and presented himself to Fred really well, and he got the ball back and he scored really easily. It's just one of those things that it's not a fancy play, but the presence of mind to actually come over from weak to strong side, present himself to the ball in a motion towards the rim. That's the kind of intelligence that the guy possesses, and that's what kind of makes him special beyond all the other things that make him special. Little comment on Gasol. Some encouraging signs defensively against Adams. I thought he was pretty good. He only had 2 points, which is super disappointing. Only took one shot all game. You talk about, he did have 6 assists, I should say, but not necessarily integrated into the offense. On this night, the offense was mostly Kawhi. So Gasol kind of wasn't in the picture. Like I don't think I saw any particular plays run for him, or the one basket he scored was fed by Kawhi. I think it was a high low, which Kawhi executed beautifully and just dumped it to Gasol for the score. But other than that, there wasn't much action designed for Gasol. I'll let you guys decide if that's concerning to you or not. To me, it might be a little bit because it's been a few games now, and you think he'd be a slightly more integrated than just a guy who you revolve around in the high post area as he kind of like palms the ball and waits for a cutter. I think it's got to be a little bit more than that. You may be interested in knowing that Gasol's individual defense was pretty good. So in man-to-man situations with a guy against him, he's getting much better. Adams is the best example I can give. Like whenever anybody tried to post up against Gasol or when Adam, he had the right defensive positioning every single time. So I know he's like getting up there in age and all that, but he clearly has not lost his defensive sense, and his positioning is fantastic. So, I know his offense sucked, but defensively, the guy is extremely, extremely sound. And if you're missing JV, there was this charge that Gasol picked up. And as soon as he did that on the baseline, I was like, you know, that's a charge that JV just does not pick up. Like, that's just not in JV's mindset to even, go into that position on the baseline and cut off the guy without contesting, but basically giving the guy no chance but to commit an offensive foul. It's silver lining in a loss, basically. Let me check my notes here. I don't think I had too much here. That late third, early fourth is really where the game changed. Thank God Fred is back. If Lowry is healthy, amazing. I don't think we'll have to do too much with that lineup. So call this an exception to the rule. Knock on wood, Kyle comes back, and we don't have to go with the lineup we saw in that late third. Because that is a scary lineup, man. And Lynn had... Like Lin's had some bad games, and this one he was 2 for 4 for 5 points, but the ball just gets stuck. Like he picks up his dribble a little too quickly. At this point, I just don't see how you can play the guy in the playoffs. Like I McCaw is ahead of him defensively, and barely behind offensively. If that, man, I just don't see any way how Lin gets playoff minutes. Powell, again, inconsistent, did not score in this game. The only good play that he had was this on the semi transition break. He in that fourth, he kind of when the Raptors were pulling the Thunder lead back a little. He drove and found Kawhi in the corner for a three. But other than that, the only thing you can say about Powell is that he did have 11 rebounds. But it's those rebounds that kind of come to you. Like you don't have to fight too hard for them. So I don't know what to make of that. There are a couple of, I mean, I hate talking about officials, but there were a couple of suspect calls late. I think the Raptors were down four. OKC had the ball, and essentially the refs called a foul on Siakam against Russ on the sideline. You could have easily argued that he was just playing good defense, using the sideline as a defender, but they called it a foul, and that made it a 6-point game with like 50 seconds left, and that sort of put the game out of reach, and it was kind of disappointing because the game was set up to maybe, have a really exciting finish, maybe go to OT, but that foul kind of definitely killed it. I think that's really all I got to say, man. Just in summary, great game to watch, fun game to watch. The Raptors played really hard. They played well. Kawhi Leonard was amazing, 37 points. Siakam with 25. Danny Green with 19. 6 of 11. All of his shots were three-pointers. He was 6 of 11 from there. And again, some solid defense. I know I kind of shit on Norm a little bit here, but I should say that he had his good defensive moments against Paul George. But overall, just not a great game. And the guy that just did not do much at all was OG. Just like he at this point in his career, he's pretty young. But I just feel that the guy on offense just doesn't use his size wisely. He lets the defense off when he has a smaller guy off of him. He'll take the jumper. Like in this game, he had a chance. I think he had Russ on him, or maybe Schroeder. I forget. And he drove and just pushed off recklessly with his right arm to commit the offensive foul. Just not showing offensive intelligence in his decision making, man. And that was kind of disappointing because we need that guy. You know, that game he had, it seems like a month ago where I think it was his lone good game in a while. Like we got to get a little bit more from OG. 17 minutes tonight, but essentially unplayable. Like a risk to play him. Like if you look at our bench today, OG, Powell, Ibaka, and Lin, three of the four were giving you little to nothing. Like you may as well not even have them there at that point. Ibaka is the only guy who had 11 points on 5-for-7 shooting. Some good defensive play, some good blocks, a good hustle, just good energy off the bench. And if you're wondering how he reacts to coming off the bench, I know he prefers starting, but coming off the bench, I think he's still quite productive. And that's it really, man. I don't think there's too much to say about here. The Raptors split the series, the 1-1. You would have thought they would have won the home game and lost the away, but this is the NBA and that's what happens. This really... I don't know. That's about it. I got some awards to hand out. I don't know what they are. I think Sam came up with some new ones. But I think I'll start with reacting to the top quick reaction comment, because I think that's a pretty pretty cool feature that we added. And I can't find the quick reaction right now, so I'm not going to even do that. So with that, I will sign off. I know there's one award for the most annoying player on the opposition, and I'll give that one to Dennis Schroeder for just being a pest all game, hitting some killer threes, and picking up a completely bullshit flagrant against Ibaka. That should not have been a flagrant. That's just, even by today's soft NBA standards, that is not a flagrant. And I wouldn't be surprised if that gets rescinded, because I really felt Ibaka came down in a natural motion, and it's Schroeder who put his foot out. In a game which is pretty tight in the end, you can look at a play like that as a turning point, really. And if this game actually meant something in the grand scheme of things, maybe I'd be more pissed. But given what it is, the Raptors do split the season series with the Thunder 1-1 and lose 116-109. That's it for me. Sam will be back for the next one. Good night.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.